Hey, today we're continuing in the 12th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Parak Yud Beis, Mishnah Dalin. Masmar Hagora, the pin that a bloodletter would use to draw the blood, Tameh, is Tameh, because it's a metal kli that doesn't have a base kibul, but has a function on its own. Vishal Evan Asha'os, if it's used as a part of a sundial, Tahar, then it's Tahar, because it doesn't do anything. Rabbi Tzadok Metameh, but Rabbi Tzadok says, no, it is Tameh, because it does do something. It does function as part of the sundial. Masmar Hagardi Tameh, the pin that a weaver uses is Tameh. Even though it's part of a larger wooden kli that's not Mekabel Tumah, the pin is the main thing, and therefore it's the ikar. So the metal part is the ikar. Va'arun Shel Grosos, the wood cabinet of people who grind beans up, Rabbi Tzadok Metameh, Rabbi Tzadok says it's Tameh, because it has a base kibul. The Chum Mitarin and the Chum say it's Tahar, because it's not meant to be moved. So any wooden kli that's not meant to be moved is not considered to be Mekabel Tumah. It's like it's Mechubar LeKarka. Haysa Agola Shel Mateches, if the wagon is made out of metal, meaning the bean grinder's cabinet sat on a wagon. So if the wagon is made out of metal, Tameh, then the wagon is able to become Tameh because it is not considered Tafel to the cabinet that is on top of it. Moving on to Mishnah Hay. So metal nails don't become Tameh because they're not a separate kli. They're always Tafel to something. But sometimes that's not true. Masmash is Kinelius Posech Vinolbo. Let's say you have a nail that you use it to open and close a door with, so Tameh, then it can become Tameh because now it's a functional kli. Also, the shmira, if the nail was made for security purposes, tahar, because then it doesn't do any malacha. How would they make a nail for security purposes? So you put it next to the door, and if you find that it moved out of its original spot, then you know that someone came in. It's like when when we used to take high school kids on overnight trips in hotels. You would put a piece of tape on the outside of the door after curfew, and if you see that the tape is broken, you know somebody was not where they were supposed to be in the middle of the night. So that's what they had, these metal nails, that if you saw that it was out of place, so then it was an indicator. If you have a nail that was meant to open a barrel of wine with, Rabbi Akiva Metame, Rabbi Akiva says it becomes Tame because it's a kli that does work for you. Say that it's tar until you harden it, because you can't really use it until it's hardened, otherwise, because it might break. Masmar shel shulchani tahar, the bar of a money changer is tahar, because it's considered to be something that's mechubar lekarka. Rabbi Tzadok Metameh, Rabbi Tzadok says it's tameh because it's not always attached, and therefore it's not always mechubar lekarka. There are three things that Rabbi Tzadok was metameh and the chum were metahar. Masmar shel shulchani, the bar of a money changer, va'arun shel grosos, the cabinet of a bean grinder, masmar shel evan hasha'os, and the pin of a sundial. Rabbi Tzadok Metameh v'cham Metahar. In all those three cases, Rabbi Tzadok was Metameh and the Chamim are Metahar. So to review what we learned today, we spoke about different pins of blood letters and of weavers and a box that was used by bean grinders, and then Mishnah Hay. We spoke about different types of needles and nails, and when they are a separate functioning kli, and when they are not a separate functioning kli, and then we tallied up the three cases where Rabbi Tzadok is Metameh and the Chachamim are Metahir. But as Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Vav.